This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
You just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty. What's going on, everybody? Matt Stein, Meds Darryl, the Guru Justin.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, buddy?
Nothing. Just chopping it up with Bonte. BS&G days. See you later, B. See you tonight on the TV. But what's up, partner? You got your two lines. You're looking good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
How about my Valkyries?
Looks nice.
Yeah. I should have threw iron to it, but I'll be all right. A little wrinkle.
You got to be careful ironing those.
Yeah. You don't want to hit the
put it on too hot.
Yeah. Well, I take my stuff to the cleaners, but they messed me up last time I went.
You get your clothes done at the cleaners?
I spend a lot.
Wow.
And then when there's a stain, they can't get out. They don't communicate when you pick up and pay. You get a smiley face, Evan, that says, or a frown face that says, sorry, we couldn't get this out. And I don't like that. Tell me when I'm in there. But anyway, what's up, baby? We got a game tonight. And the Niners, Monday. Let me stop.
No, go ahead.
Set the table. I may have some tickets for Monday night, and I'm trying to see if you would like to go. But you're big timing because you were with Pac-Man Jones last night. How was that?
That was fun. For a quarter. Watch the first quarter with him.
Did he smoke? Was he smoking?
Yes, he was.
Oh.
He was.
Where can we see the video?
Steiny and Pac-Man. Might have been a test run.
Okay.
Might have been a test run.
Cool dude.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He said, my buddy asked him who the toughest player he ever went up against was.
Like, I got to get, let me guess. Patrick Willis.
No, he
played defense.
Yeah, he was talking about offense. Of course, he said, nobody's tougher than me, but the one guy he had more respect for than anybody else.
Respect.
Frank Gore.
Oh, good. Wow.
Yeah, Frank Gore.
I mean, dude, Frank is a dude, Sonny. Damn. Yeah. Shout out to the U.
Hey.
What you got?
I'm puzzled. I'm puzzled about the 49ers, and I'm puzzled about their fans.
And that's what life's about.
What part? Because I'm the fan guy.
Something's holding 49er fans back. And I guess it's all the injuries, but I just I don't feel like 49er fans are enjoying this season as much as they should. Overcoming adversity, getting to 7-4, winnable games ahead. How come we have to jump to, well, they probably can't win three playoff games?
See, now I feel like you're turning me into the Black Steinmetz. Black Mets. Like, that's what you do, Steiny. Like, I'm the one that says enjoy the ride. If you get in and get beat over the head or mollywopped in the playoffs, it's almost worth it. Enjoy the ride. But the reason I feel like there's some trepidation among Niner fans, Steiny, I'm being real, it's the defense. It's the defense, but who knows? If they can start or they found a formula to turn the ball over, they don't need to be the 85 Bears. They just need to be opportunistic and get timely, and it's hard, right, to get fumbles and interceptions. But what if they find that to go along with what I think is going to be a prolific offense moving forward under Brock Purdy? That's how the Niners are going to make the playoffs. I heard Bonte, boy, they sounded like us this morning fighting with Spadoni and Shasky. But I got to tell you, he was just saying, and I told you yesterday, you all, the Carolina game is not going to be easy. Steiny, and the reason I say and said it's not going to is because you got a leaky defense that can't get to the quarterback. But do you think that's what's holding fans back?
It's got to be, because the offense is pretty healthy right now. Just missing one guy, Brandon Ayuk. And, you know, Purdy comes back and has a heck of a game.
They score 40.
Three touchdown 41. Passes.
Yeah.
I just.
Talk to him.
I don't know if it's the schedule. You know, the schedule can work in your favor. It can work against you. And I think it does both for the Niners. It's keeping them in this thing. But it's also preventing people from kind of it's preventing people from thinking they can beat a good team. And I know they beat the Rams early, but it just feels like 49er fans think this team is pretty good, but not as good as the best teams. And if they're not as good as the best teams right now, then they probably won't be able to make a run in the postseason when they have to play two or three good teams in a row.
But I know you better than you think. I know you, Steiny. We've been together, Steve Young, 8 years. And yesterday you were coming for me. You didn't know you were, but then you stopped. And you stopped when I brought up who they have beaten thus far this season. So I know it was a while ago, but you beat Seattle. How good does that look? And you play them again. You beat the Rams. They came back and extracted revenge on you. But I'm just looking at the Niners' wins this year. They got some good-ass wins. But now with the injuries – and what's going down Monday night in Carolina? Baldy was on with the Morning Roast saying this might be their biggest game in a decade. And I believe it, Steiny. They're playing for the division too. So I'm just saying, man, what do you as a Niner fan want them to hitch their wagon to? Because to me, it's got to be you got to score 35 to 40 a game to make the playoffs and then maybe pull an upset. But when the Warriors were doing this with the play-in, your boy over here was all in. Because I was saying, just get in and anything can happen. And they lost to Sacramento. But, yeah.
I mean, even if the defense isn't very good, the teams they're playing, they shouldn't be able to score a ton of points against you. I'm just wondering if, you know, all season long, it's just kind of felt like, and I don't know if it was since the guys got hurt on defense or it was even happening before that when Purdy was hurt, but it just feels like, and I don't know, is it the disparity between the offense and the defense? Is it the idea that, you know, the offense could be really good right now, but defensively they're not going to be able to keep teams in check? And I get it, but to me this is also where Robert Saleh comes in. I'm not expecting him to be the greatest defense in the NFL, but can they keep the Niners in games if the offense doesn't, isn't clicking?
Yeah.
And the games that they do that in, you know, can they defend well enough in games where the 49ers maybe don't score 30 points?
Let me ask you an honest question, and I'll go with the host, because two of the biggest Niner fans were just in the studio with Shasky and Bonte, and I heard Shasky, ask Bonte, did he think the Niners were good? And we threw that a good team, and we threw that around on our show yesterday. Willard and Dibbs were here yesterday, and Willard was like, I was not speaking for him, but kind of enjoy the ride. I don't, because of the defense and where I think it's at, not that it's bad, it's just I don't think it's causing havoc. And that's why I'm just, you know, I'm looking, I'm hoping. But, Steiny, let me ask you this. What do you think you're missing for you to say something's amiss with the, like they don't believe or something's just like the trepidation? What would you like to see to take you off that take? Or what do you feel like, what ingredient are you, are it the calls or what? Because it's, to me, it's just.
I just don't feel like, I just don't feel the excitement right now for this team. And I don't get, like, I get they're hurt. I get they're fighting uphill. They're swimming upstream, whatever you want to say. But, man, they got the next three games, they could basically solidify playoff position with the next three games. I mean, they win two out of the next three. They're 9-5.
Wow.
And I get that we're a long way from them making a run in the postseason, but the fact that they missed the playoffs last year and have a chance to get back this year, I don't know. I just think there should be more excitement about this team.
All right, I'm not mad at you, and shout out Tupac, but I'll say this to that. I mean, this is why we love sports. It truly is. I'm not telling you they can't do anything. I'm watching. But, you know, my fear for Niner fan and the Niners in themselves is I've come in here many Mondays and talked about Robert Saleh, Steiny. I haven't brought his name up in the last few weeks, and I'm not calling him out at all. But have they endured or gone through so many injuries that it's unrealistic to even have any expectation for him to kind of make or do something and put in a spark plug with Bethune now going to miss some time. We find out yesterday to kind of get them to go a level up, because they don't have to be the 85 Bears, but just you got to get to some of the good quarterbacks. And maybe the Niner fans got PTSD from what happened 2 weeks ago at home when Matthew Stafford just was shaving, barbecuing chicken back there and carved that defense up.
Yeah, I mean, I
you think that might have something to do with it, or it's bigger than that?
I don't know. Mm. Maybe you
the
know
fans
what?
Can tell us.
I think, and people are going to laugh at this, but I think maybe we got a lot of 49. Like, I do think 49er fans understand the situation, and they know that on paper this team's probably not as good as a team from last year or the year before, but they're in a lot better position than they were last year. So I don't know. I feel like there's something holding back 49er fans from like getting behind this team, because I think they know that eventually the injuries are going to catch up to them, and maybe that's it.
But they haven't now. You're 7-4. Some teams would give their right arm to be 7-4.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at 11 o'clock today, we got Ross Tucker. 11:30, I'm sorry, my bad. 11:30, NFL Odyssey Insider. Ross Tucker's going to join us. And this team's 7-4, and I mean, can they do anything to get you more excited? Or am I misreading the excitement level? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps.
Oh, my God. Couple what?
Simmer.
That was TMI.
These things happen.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Ross Tucker joining us at 11 o'clock, NFL Odyssey Insider. Talk about San Francisco 49ers and what their realistic chances are to make the playoffs, to win the division, to win a playoff game, to possibly make a run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So here's what I was thinking. All right. Just answer me with your gut here. You think the Warriors can make a championship run?
I do.
Okay. You think the 49ers can make a championship run?
No.
Why not? Like what?
I'm being real. Okay. Defense wins championships, and right now they're trying. And from what I've seen thus far, Steiny, I don't think they can make that run. You asked me a question, that's it.
Yeah, no, that's right. Why I asked, because I thought I was going to get
those
answers.
That doesn't mean they can't do it, and I come in here and tell you, boy, partner, I was wrong.
So I think most Bay Area sports fans would give that answer. And I guess my question would be this. The Warriors have shortcomings, too. They're older.
Small.
They're not. Cool. Yeah, they're small, and they're not very athletic.
Okay.
So they've got big obstacles. And the 49ers right now are missing a couple big boys on defense. So they've got some disadvantages they're going to have to overcome. But like when I look at making a run in football versus making a run in basketball, I feel like football's got to be a little easier, right? Because if you win a playoff game, that's essentially like winning a series the NBA.
Okay, I like that.
So I guess what I'm saying is, why would we rule out a Niners run but say that the Warriors have one in them? Like I
like that.
I guess what I'm saying is I don't necessarily think the Warriors are more of a sure thing than the Niners, especially right now with the Niners being, let's just say, 7-4 and in a good spot to make the playoffs.
And I apologize, Donnie, before I give you this and the listeners if my range is not there, because I sound that, you know, I'm a one-trick pony in this take, but in football, I believe you have to make the offense feel you. You have to make the quarterback, you know, get happy feet. And maybe it's because the Ram game 2 weeks ago, but a quarterback like Matthew Stafford, which you're more likely to see during the playoffs than not, you got to make those type of guys uncomfortable. And right now, I feel like the Niners' success is going to be predicated on asking the offense to be perfect, but yet the defense somehow concoct some type of manufactured pressure, and maybe they can do that. But right now, I don't believe they're capable of. So, Steiny, when you get in the offs or you face those top-tier throwers of the football, if you can't get home, they're going to slice and dice you. And that's why I think you got to win 3 games, you know, for them to get to the Super Bowl. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, and Chris A. saying, don't do that, Steiny. He can't say football's easier. Well, what I'm saying is, to me, it's about the same thing. The 49ers would have to win 3 games to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
And the Warriors would have to win 3 series to get to the NBA Finals.
So with a Jimmy Butler who's done it twice without this, you know, Steph Curry and Dre.
Right. And we've got so Purdy, all of a sudden now his experience doesn't matter. I mean, our offense is virtually completely healthy. So the offense is the offense that should score a lot of points, just like the Warriors. You know, they have a lot of strengths, but they've got some weaknesses too. And I'm just like, the way I look at it is the 49ers right now and the Warriors are kind of in the same spot. And I'm just wondering, I don't think the Warriors have a much better shot at let's say, getting to the NBA Finals than the 49ers do getting to the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be kind of a similar challenge, but I'm just saying it feels like people are giving the Warriors more of a crack at it.
Well, I'll just say this to the Warriors component to this. Right now, they're whole. And the Niners are not. And unfortunately, they've lost some their leaders, you know, in Warner and Bosa. But forget the leadership, just the ability to wreck a game. And maybe I'm just, you know, hanging my hat on that. But I'm doing more than that because I'm not letting go of what Houston was able to do and hold the ball and play keep away a few weeks ago. And then what the Rams did to the Niners. So. When you say, Goo, what's the difference? I would say the difference is right now, at least the Warriors got their Warner for now and their Bosa with Jimmy and Steph, and the Niners are at a disadvantage defensively because they don't have those guys.
I mean, is it as simple as Bosa and Warner are hurt and they're not coming back and nobody thinks the 49ers defense can hold up? I mean, is that really what we're talking about?
For me, it is.
If we had Bosa and Warner, we'd be talking Super Bowl.
I really think that could be on the table, but I'm going to ask you to say what you said to the boss, Evan, and I in the green room. What did you say about the opponent's point total for the Niners defense?
I mean, it's not crazy.
Right. Like, you know, I did that stuck with me, but, you know, do you get mad when I bring up, you know, the Texan game where they just, you know, held the ball forever?
No.
The Rams, how easy they were able to move the ball. It got to a one-score game. It did get to a one-score game. But when it did, then what did the Rams do? They went down and handled business.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't get bogged down in a couple bad games for a team in the NFL. Like, I get it. The 49ers defense was not very good against the Rams, and it wasn't very good against Houston. But it doesn't mean... Like, couldn't the defense right now start getting better if they can keep this unit on the field?
I love that, and that's why yesterday I was telling you all, I don't know if they can sustain it, but they got three turnovers. You know, is that happenstance, Steiny? Is that fluke, or is that something all of a sudden maybe these guys, these young cats, and Salah preaching to them, maybe they can – but if you're going into a game, you know, what wins games, football games, Steiny? What time – the turnovers – and third downs, right?
Yep.
But you can't go in saying, "Oh, we're going to get four turnovers." That you got to have something else besides that. So, I'm uncomfortable having this conversation because you know who I am as a fan, and I'm Journey. Don't stop believing. But you asked me a point blank question about, do I think they could go on a title run? Then I'm just like, man, how does that look defensively? So I can't rob them of maybe figuring something out against Arizona. And then we see Monday night, which I don't. I mean, Steiny, this game for Carolina, I thought they were just playing for a while to get in, but they're playing for their division, too, a chance at the division. And again, with the defense like the Niners have right now, the current state, I know you could tell me they got an easy schedule and Willard was hammering it home. Like, you should win these games, but I just don't think anything's going to be easy for this team.
Well, I don't think anything's going to be easy, but here's what I'll say. I'll be, you know, if you're saying you don't think the 49ers, you know, have a championship run in them, you know, I get it. I understand why, but they've got to make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, that is a major disappointment, wouldn't you say? Like, I think at this point, 49er fans would acknowledge if they don't make the playoffs after being 7-4, it'll be and getting Purdy back in position to make a run, it would be, I don't know if it'd be a disaster.
That's wild. You shocked me with that.
Really?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think the injuries have caught up to the Niners yet?
No.
See,
no, they're 7-4.
So don't they, and I hate saying this, but I'm going to, don't they kind of get a pass if somehow it starts to catch up with them and they couldn't make the offs? Couldn't you understand? Don't we know why? Or why? Wouldn't we know why? That the defense did, we were asking too much of these guys. I mean, I think right now at 7-4, it hasn't caught up to them. Some Sundays it has, but for the most part, they're
right.
So you're saying the fact that it would catch up with them, you would look at it like, oh, they blew that? Or wouldn't you say, man, they were 7-4, it was just hard to, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Would this be too harsh?
That struck me.
You lost Bosa and Warner, that doesn't mean you shouldn't make the playoffs. Just because you lost Bosa and Warner doesn't mean you shouldn't make the playoffs. Mm. And here's the other thing. You are now whole offensively. So you've gotten whole offensively, and you're in the playoffs already, if the playoffs were to end today. So it's not like the offense has just gotten healthy and now you've got to make a run. It's like, no, your offense has just gotten healthy and you're set up to be the best offensive team you've been this season for the next 6 months. And
it's so funny.
I think they got to make the playoffs, because I'll tell you what, if they don't make the playoffs, that means they've got some losses in the back half of this season that are going to be pretty unacceptable.
And
I think.
Yeah, so funny in the chat, Steiny, Niner Gang 4 says, I disagree, Steiny. And El Guapo right after that says, Steiny, you're correct. So, man, I guess my question to you would be, if that were to happen and they didn't qualify at 7-4, where would your disappointment lie? Because to me, the story of the 2025 Niners would have been what you lost defensively.
Two guys?
Mm. And you lost a rookie, Michael. So, but I'm man.
And you know what? And this is where I do think, like, here's my thing. I get it if people say, well, they don't play anybody, but there's no easy games and you got to beat everybody. So don't take anything for granted.
That's what I say.
Right. But the teams are the teams. Here's what I can't. I'll bet you.
No, go. You're smiling.
No,
I get
it. 49er fan is. If the Niners don't make the playoffs this year and I'm a fan, I'd be upset. I would be upset because I've seen the injuries, but we're 7-4. And the schedule is the schedule. And you've got to take advantage of it. I mean, the reality is if they don't make the playoffs with a last place schedule and their offense was clicking for the last 7 or 8 weeks of the season, then maybe that's not good enough.
And I'll say this to what I said and what you're saying. You know, I'm talking about the best offense. Sometimes your best defense is your offense. And I think with Brock Purdy back and Pearsall, a lot of people saying, "Goo, they're not complete because Ayuk is not back yet." But even without him, this is as healthy as you could possibly get. If I, you know, am I double talking, Steiny? If I'm sitting here yesterday said I think they can take it up a notch offensively, I mean, maybe that helps you for what you're not getting defensively. So I'm putting it all on Brock Purdy and now George Kittle. I mean, dude, the dude's going mad on the field right now. And McCaffrey, that should be you think there's another level to reach for him?
Offensively?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't there better be?
So maybe I'm missing that part of.
I mean, you got a starting receiver and a starting quarterback back last week. I'd like to think your offense has a chance to be better.
Your tight ends and in the zone.
Here's the one thing I would say is I understand why people would be very skeptical of this team being able to make the playoffs and make a run. But you can't tell me that it would be okay for the 49ers at this point not to make the playoffs.
That's interesting.
And I got to tell you, like, I find it interesting that you think it's interesting, which means you think that there's some 49er fans out there that maybe see the writing on the wall and say this might not be our year. I don't disagree with that, but you've got to be one of the top seven teams in the conference with this freaking schedule.
And like,
don't you?
Like, I'm looking at what they got left, and again, I don't want to keep going to my brother, but Bonte, I was with them this morning about Cleveland in Cleveland. It's been a house of horrors for this team. That's not going to be easy. You got Myles Garrett vying for DPOY. Like, they got a good defense, and their offense stinks.
So if you don't make the playoffs, you're going to have a loss in there to Carolina.
What about
the Colts?
You're
going to have a loss in that. You'll lose to the Colts.
What about the Bears?
That's my point.
They're a good team.
Okay, that's what you're saying. Let's say we lose to Carolina, lose to Indianapolis, lose to the Bears, and lose one more game, and we finish 9-8. Sorry, And I'm sorry, you got Tennessee, you've got Cleveland,
Carolina. I got you, Stoney, but I'm asking you, where would your wrath go? With Kyle? Or
not everybody.
Or do you think it's not cool for me to just single out the defense? Because that's what to me would be, I would tell Niner fan if they came in my doctor's office and they were mad if somehow they didn't qualify, and I say, what did you really expect with your defense in the state that it was in? Or are you saying, is that not cool?
Is their secondary healthy, the 49ers?
Yeah. But it's also young. Starting, they're getting picked on.
I get it. I get it.
Like, I like the guys in the green and Zaire Brown. So, he's getting picked on. And
I have a feeling if we say the expectations are, we don't make the playoffs this year, I don't think it's going to sit well with people. Let's go to Filmo Mike. He's got a perspective on some things. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Hey man, I'm choking, man. Y'all pulling a Willard and Dibbs. Don't ever do that again. You know they be talking for hours and stuff, rattling.
What does that mean? We long winded.
I
mean,
y'all was rambling a little bit too much about nothing. But I love y'all. You feel me? But I want to give y'all perspective. I was just being biased. I gotta go into my meeting
Okay, hurry up!
I'm late for my work meeting.
Okay, hurry up!
I'm gonna go into Sunrun. You feel me? And they're gonna be like, "Why were you late?" I was like, "Man, I was trying to get on the board with Steiny and Guru."
The board.
But anyway, listen. On some real talk, it's so interesting how like Warrior fans and Niner fans have a whole different perspective. Like Niner fans, you know, we were kind of spoiled. And so we have a perspective of we looking at doom and gloom, whereas Warrior fans, they kind of didn't have that. They had the exact opposite of what they went through with the Niners. And we kind of like, oh, we got some action because we got Kaminga and Moses Moody at 7 threes in the first quarter. Like, it's so interesting how that dynamic is, and I just wanted to just speak towards that, and you know, it's just an interesting dynamic, man. Like I love, like Guru said, I love sports, and that's why I love sports. The Niners got one dynamic where you know they should be in the thing. We should just be happy for where they're at, based on what they went through. Mm. The Warriors got the whole world in front of them. Right, and they've been kind of like messing up on some games, and we still think that they got action. It's funny.
I love you too, baby.
Thanks, Philmo. Appreciate the call.
So, let me ask you this, Donnie, and I kind of been doing this the last week or two. I don't mean to be unfair, but if I asked you the best defensive player on the Niners right now, how would you answer that?
Is D. Winters healthy?
Well, you wouldn't say Lenore. I'm not telling you what that's my answer, Lenore.
I'd say D. Winters if he's healthy. I can't remember if he's healthy or not, though, right now. I think he is.
Well, Bethune is out. But I'm just saying all three levels of the Niner defense don't have a Steph, Dre, or Jimmy. And that's why I think that's what would keep you from making that championship run.
Right.
But I could be wrong.
And the Warriors are old, unathletic, and small. So they have their challenges. But people seem to maybe more gloss over those challenges. Maybe it's because the assumptions that those guys are going to be healthy and that the 49ers aren't going to be healthy. I just, like, don't tell me at 7-4 if they don't make the playoffs. It's not a big deal. Unless.
Now, they would be disappointed. Well, that's what you said.
I mean.
But I think
really
you could find your why. It wouldn't be Easter egg hunt. You wouldn't have to go looking or searching on why this happened. I would just say, hey, don't you kind of know why it happened? Doesn't make you feel any better.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
And how many calls have we taken to where, watch out, we're on, we're about to go on one?
Well,
that I will say is light.
Well, and you know what? That's what I understand. I understand people saying, well, make a playoff, you know, make a title run. That's pretty, pie in the sky.
Right.
Which is fine. I'll allow you. That's pie in the sky. But I can't then also say, well, and if they don't make the playoffs, that's fine too. No. They got to make the playoffs. Mm. They have to make the playoffs. And quite frankly, this is where Sala comes in too. I mean, your defense,
talk to me.
If your offense is as good as you think it's going to be, you're going to be able to win games even though your defense isn't as good as your offense.
But isn't the despair, the gap so huge it feels like with this team right now?
So that means that then you don't, why don't we think the 49ers are an explosive offense then?
No, I think they can get to that.
Okay.
Well, then people are like, why is McCaffrey only averaging 2.5 a pop or 2.4? I don't have that answer, but I know what C-Mac is making up for in the passing game and just the threat that he is kind of working. But now you just need more of it. And I don't think that's too big of a task to go ask this offense, now that your starter's back, that's taking you to a Super Bowl, to say, hey, guys, look, close the door. Can you do a little bit more? That's more realistic than asking these young first-timers and second-year guys and journeymen to kind of say, hey, we need you to be a tad bit better. I think Salah's preaching it, teaching it, but are they grasping it?
It actually sounds like – It actually sounds to me, I don't know. I mean, I get.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Their defense, people are saying their defense stinks. It's terrible. And I get the names are not the names that we're used to. But
how about the results? That Ram game, I think was sobering, though.
See, this is Oklahoma City. That's kind of what I mean. I mean, the Rams, that's why people don't think they can make a run, is because – Like, we know the Rams are better than them.
Do you think Seattle and Sam Darnold would have did the same thing to the Niners?
And we'll find out.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda, you are right. But, Stoney, see, it's more than the Rams because you got Philly out there. If you're into Philly, there's so many good teams this team could face if they qualify for the playoffs, to where I think a quarterback, even Jared Goff, he would scare the hell out of me. And the Niners, they're looking up at the Niners. But if you tangled with that type of offense, that's where I'm thinking, man, Brock, you might have to put up 40 or more. You slayed the Lions before in the playoffs, but who knows? Maybe these three turnovers, and again, Stoney, you're asking me, I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm dreaming for Niner fan. Maybe these three turnovers against the Cardinals, there's something that clicks, and maybe this can become a staple. Not three turnovers, that's asking too much. But man, maybe one or two change a game.
You know, it's funny. We talk about the Eagles. And
great defense, man. That was incredible what they did Sunday night. I'm serious.
Yeah, but like when we talk about the Eagles, I hear a lot of, they're not that great. Like who?
Because offensively, something I feel like is going on that might prevent them from getting back.
See, I just don't. The way I hear people talk about the other NFC teams, it feels like they're not head and shoulders better than the Niners even right now. Are they? Like, who's got a better...
Well, not to interrupt you, Stoney, you won't let me use the Rams because you keep calling them OKC when, in essence, the Eagles are OKC. But if you let me use the Rams, then that's two teams right there that you should be afraid of, right? Because of your defense.
Well, what I'm saying is you beat the Rams once and they beat you once.
Yeah.
So could you beat them in the postseason if you got them in the postseason right now?
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think was more realistic? That first game that you were up 14-0, 17-7, and then they ran you down and pissed the game away? Or do you think the game the second time was more realistic with the injuries? That, to me, was the real Niner Rams. Like if they had to play a third time.
I think the Rams are better than the Niners. Okay. I do, but
no
does
shame
that mean
in
that they can't beat them in the postseason if they have a game against them? 888-957-9570 is the number. Ross Tucker is going to join us at 11 o'clock, which is in 20 minutes, NFL Odyssey Insider. And we're talking about the 49ers who are 7-4 and what your expectations are at this point for this team right here, right now, given some of the injuries they've gone through, but also where they're at right now. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.